bulletin, we'll look at, read through the memory verse twice.
如果你看到节目单，我们要把经句背诵读两遍。
Revelation 2:26 and 27.
启示录第二章二十六到二十七节。
Let's read it together twice.
我们一起读两遍。
He who overcomes,
那得胜又遵守我命令到底，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们。摇着我王去。
领
受的权柄，几乎 overcome， 几乎 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 overcome。
Let's open in a word of prayer.
我们开始一起祷告。
Now, Father, as we gather before you to examine a passage of Scripture,
天父，当我们现在在一起来看一段圣经的时候，
wherein you give your divine opinion for one of your churches,
这里你给出了你神圣的你的对一个教会的意见。
We pray that you would also.Look at our church and help us to reflect inwardly.
我们真的是祈求主，求主你帮助我们，让我们来审视我们自己的教会。
That we may understand and know where our church has fallen short of what you require of us.
让我们能够知道我们在哪些方面我们没有达到你要求我们的地方。
We pray in your Son's precious name.
我们祷告是奉你的儿子宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The passage that we just read in 1 Kings chapter 16,
我们刚刚读的列王记十六章，列王记上十六章
is really the beginning of a saga in the book of 1 Kings concerning the line and the dynasty of Ahab.
实际上是亚哈做王刚刚开始，他整个一段描述的开始。
Now, King Ahab is known as being the most evil of all of the kings of either the northern kingdom of Israel or the southern kingdom of Judah.
亚哈这个王实际上是在整个以色列王国的历史当中，不管是在北面的以色列国还是南面的犹大国，所有的王里面最邪恶的一个王。
And the reason that Ahab is known as being the worst and most evil of all of the kings,
他被认为是最坏、最邪恶的一个王的原因是因为
is that he was the first king to completely remove the worship of the one true living God and replace it with the worship of Baal.
因为他是第一个完完全全禁止耶和华的对耶和华神的敬拜，而是开始了巴利神的敬拜。
There were other kings such as Jeroboam.
他有一些其他的王，像耶罗波。
Who had set up idols in high places.
他在高山上面设放摆设那些偶像。
But even King Jeroboam's golden calves that he set up were images of the one true and living God.
但是即使这样，他放的那个金牛犊仍然是他是设想的是真神的那个样子，他按的。
Ahab completely changed the religion of Israel from some sort of biblical worship to the worship of Baal.
而亚哈这个王，他完完全全的改掉了对真神的敬拜，而是开始去拜巴利。
But he did it at the behest of his wife.
但是他这样做是跟他的妻子有关系的。
He marries a woman by the name of Jezebel.
他跟一个叫耶洗别的一个女人结婚，他娶她为妻。
And as you read through the account of King Ahab,
如果你读所有关于亚哈这个王的记载的话，
it seems as if Jezebel is doing more to rule the kingdom of Israel than Ahab is himself.
你可以明白，其实是耶洗别他更多的来实际的在掌控这个王国，而不是这个亚哈这个王自己。
The prophets of Baal are in fact Jezebel's prophets.
所以说那些先知们实际上是耶洗别的先知。
It is Jezebel who is the one who threatens to kill Elijah for what he has done.
耶洗别他威胁要杀掉先知，以利亚。
It's Jezebel.Is the one who sets up the death of Naboth so Ahab can steal the vineyard. She was a shrewd and crafty woman. She was a foreigner. She was from the nation of Phoenicia and from the city of Sidon. And so really, when you read this description of this woman, there's nothing godly and nothing good about her. And so the Lord Jesus Christ takes the picture of this woman. And he applies it to someone in the church of Thyatira. Now, in order to remind you where we've been,
为了提醒你一下我们已经学过的,
really, I think that one of the things that the seven churches shows us is a series of progressions that a church can take in its time.
我想说，就是说，我们看这些教会写给这些教会的信，我们也看到一个教会它能够一步步的发展，会经过的一些问题。
Although there are aspects here that can describe any church at any time.
尽管这些事可能是在对任何时间里面的任何一个教会都是有意义的。
And the church of Ephesus was a church that was doing phenomenal works for the Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所教会这是一个为主
And it appears from all outward appearances that everything they're doing as a church was right.
从外面来看, 这个教会做了是一个教会应该做的所有的事情。
But our Lord is the one who sees and views the heart.
但是我们的主他是鉴察人心肺腑的。
And he looks deeply into the heart of the church and sees that they love ministry more than they love Jesus.
但是他看到这个教会他们的内心里面他们爱这些事工胜过爱他们的主。
And in all of their busyness and their desire for doctrinal purity and for doing the right things for Christ, they've forgotten about Christ himself.
他们在忙碌地在做很多事情为了比如说是他们的事工还有他们保持他们信仰的纯正但是他们所有做的这个所有这些事情的时候
And so we then move to the church of Smyrna. And the church of Smyrna was a church that was about to go through a great deal of suffering. And it's the only church of which Christ says nothing negative. He simply encourages them to stand up, stand strong, and to survive.
只是鼓励他们要坚持持守勇敢的持守
And then we move to the church of Pergamum.
接下来我们看到了别加摩教会
And this is a church that is heading towards idolatry.
是一个这个别加摩教会是一个正向拜偶像那个方向发展的一个教会
And there is judgment promised, but it's promised on the condition that the church does not repent.
然后他也 受到了一个审判，基督给他们的审判。这个审判有一个条件，就是如果你们不悔改的话。
And in the church of Pergamum, there's still a chance for the church to repent of their sin.
别加摩教会，因此他们仍然是有机会可以悔改。
But as we're going to see this afternoon with the church of Thyatira, there is no more opportunity for the church to repent.
但是我们今天下午我们会看到的推亚推拉这个教会，这个教会已经没有悔改的机会。
So I will read Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 27.
我要读启示录第二章18节到29节。
Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 27.
第二章18节到27节。
Unto the messenger of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who has eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the insides and the hearts, and will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not known this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which you have already hold fast until I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter, they shall be broken to pieces, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
你要写信给推压推拉教会的使者，说那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子说，我知道你的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看哪，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。我又要杀死他的党类，叫众教会知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并要照他们照你们的行为报应你们个人。至于你们推压推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们有的总要持守，只等到我来。那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同窑户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。我又要把诚心赐给他，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And so in this letter to the church in Thyatira,
在这封写给推亚推拉教会的信里面，
As with all of the letters, Jesus Christ begins by giving a description of himself.
就像其他的信里面一样，他开始的时候先是描述他自己。
And he says in verse 18,
在十八节他说，
These things say the Son of God, and has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass.
那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子。
And if you look at chapter 1 of Revelation verse 13,
如果你看启示录第一章第十三节，
There is one who is like unto the Son of Man.
那你说有一位好像人子。
At the end of verse 14,
在十四节的结束的地方，
It says his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet were like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace.
他说眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。
And so he's giving this description, and a person in Thyatira who is steeped in the Old Testament scriptures would be thinking back from what he has heard before in the Old Testament, and his mind would go back to the book of Daniel.
也就是说他这里对自己的这个描述，对推压推拉那些熟悉旧约的，他们会知道他是提醒他们看到但以理书。
And I will remind you briefly of two accounts in the book of Daniel.
我这里想提醒你看一下，在但以理书里面有两处的记载。
The first account is that of Daniel's three friends.
第一处是在但以理的三个朋友那里。
You remember when Nebuchadnezzar set up an image of gold.
你记得但尼布甲尼撒王他设立了一个他的像的时候。
And he gave an order that when the orchestra plays that everyone is supposed to bow down and worship to the image of gold.
也就是说他给出命令，当响吹号的时候，所有人都要向那个像敬拜。
And Daniel's three friends refused.
但是但以理的他的三个朋友拒绝这样。
And Nebuchadnezzar gave them another chance.
尼布甲尼撒给他们又给他们一个机会。
And he stipulated that if you do not bow down,
他说如果你们不侍奉我的神，不向我所立的那个像敬拜的话，
then they would be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And so the three friends refused, knowing that they would either die or that God was going to save them. And so the furnace was heated much, much hotter than normal. And the three men were thrown into the top. And Nebuchadnezzar was looking through the side. And he threw three men in. But how many men were walking around? He saw four men walking around.
And
one of the men,
其中一个,
Nebuchadnezzar stated, looked like the Son of God.
尼布甲尼撒王说, 那第四个的相貌好像神子。
And that's in Revelation chapter 3, that's in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25.
是在但以理书的第三章第25节。
So there was one in Daniel, so the people are already thinking when Christ points himself back to the Son of God, they're thinking back to the book of Daniel.
所以说当基督这里指向用神子这个词的时候，人会知道是在讲但以理书那边。
The second description is in Daniel chapter 10.
另外一处描述是在但以理书的第十章。
And in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel sees a vision that's given to him by an angel.
但以理看到一个天使给他的异象。
And Daniel gives a description of this angel.
但以理描述这位天使。
And the description is in Daniel chapter 10, verse 6.
在第十章第六节。
His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like lamps of fire, his arms and his feet like color of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of the multitude.
他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如大众的声音。
And so this messenger, this angel, comes to give Daniel a message which really populates the last two chapters of the book of Daniel.
这个天使给他的信息是在后面的两章。
And this message is a message of judgment.
这个信息是一个关于审判的一个信息。
Judgment upon Israel because of their unbelief.
对以色列的审判，因为他们的不信。
And judgment upon the Gentile nations for their treatment of Israel.
也有对外邦的审判，因为他们对以色列所行的。
So with these descriptions, the description of Christ being the Son of God and description of the flaming eyes and burning feet.
所以说当基督他的描述，他是神子，同时他眼目如火炬，手和脚如光明的铜这样的描述。
In the minds of the people, Christ then brings the description to himself, saying that he is the one who is bringing the message of judgment.
所以说这里就提醒了这些收到信的人说，他实际上是写这些消息的人。
How would you like to be sitting in church on a Sunday morning and receive this letter from Christ?
你愿意在礼拜天的一个早上，你收到这样一封基督给你的信吗？
That judgment is coming on your church, and it's penned by the man who is listening to the voice of the Son of God.
也就是说，对这个教会神的审判来到，然后他们的反应。
We see the description of Christ is a seeing judge.
我们看到对基督的 描述是一个他在监察，同时他也带来审判。
In verse 19, he gives a description of the church.
在第十九节，他描述这个教会。
And he says, I know your works and charity and service and faith and patience and works, and the last is more than the first.
他说，我知道你的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事，比起初所行的更多。
It's obvious that if you were to look at this church from the outside, it would look like a good, godly Christian church.
很明显的，如果你从外面来看这个教会，你会觉得这个教会是一个好的、敬虔的教会。
The church had a reputation of good works within the community. The church had a reputation of being a loving church and being a sacrificially loving church.
It says
that the church is known for service. This is the concept of orderly worship. The church is known for their faith.
They're known for
their deep-rooted piety and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the church is known for their patience. In other words, that when suffering does come upon this church, this is a church that stands up and stands strong.
也就是说, 站起来而且坚持持守的一个教会。
They've learned to stand up under pressure.
他们在压力的面前, 他们能够挺立起来。
And it says that the last works were more than the first.
然后也说他们末后所行的, 比起初所行的更多。
Unlike the Church of Ephesus,
不像以弗所教会,
the earlier works in the Church of Ephesus were better than the later works.
以弗所教会, 他们起初所行的, 比他们末后的要好。
By all appearance, this is a church that's growing, that's increasing in its strength, that's getting better and better with what they're doing in a community over time.
从外表上看, 这个教会是一个变得越来越好, 越来越不错的一个教会, 在他们社区里面, 他们是越来越让人知道的。
And so you would walk into this church on a Sunday morning as a visitor.
如果你礼拜天的早晨进到这个教会, 像一个访客进到这个教会的话,
someone would greet you.
有人会来向你打招呼,
they would make you feel like you belong.
他会让你觉得你跟他们, 他们, 被他们接纳,
they would be helpful to you.
他们会对你有, 很有帮助,
they would be doing what they could to try to meet your needs.
他们能尽他们所能来个帮助你, 满足你的需要。
And so anyone who walked through the door the first time would think, hey, this is a great church to be in.
所以任何人, 他们进到这个教会, 他们第一次, 他们会觉得, 哦, 这个教会真的是很好, 待在这边很好。
But,
但是,
on the other hand,
在另外一方面,
it's not all that it appears to be.
它并不是像它外表显现的那么好。
There's a serious condemnation of this church.
对这个教会有非常严肃的指责。
And this condemnation is really beginning in verse 20 and goes all the way down to verse 23.
这个责备是从20节一直开始到23节。
And the condemnation centers around, it says the woman Jezebel.
这个责备是围绕的那个自称是先知的妇人耶洗别。
Now there are two possible interpretations or understanding of this woman Jezebel.
有两种可能的解释关于这个先知的妇人耶洗别。
Either this is a literal woman in the church,
或者这是一个实实在在当时在那个教会的一个妇人。
Or this is speaking of the church itself, as in the case of the Old Testament when Israel is described as the wife of God.
或者这也是就是在讲这个教会本身, 就像以色列在我们知道被称为是神的。
I would understand this as a specific woman.
我会理解是一个具体的一个妇人。
First of all, we have her name. Her name here is Jezebel.
首先我们有她的名字, 她的名字叫耶洗别。
Which points you back to the Old Testament concepts.
指向了那个旧约的那个概念。
This is someone who calls herself a prophetess.
她也是自称是
She claims to hold an office of leadership within this church. And in verse 20, she's one who is teaching. So I would view this as a real woman in the church. And as someone in this church, she claims to be a prophetess.
他自称是一个先知。
Now, according to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, there are four offices within the early church.
在以弗所书第四章，在起初的教会有四个教会的职位。
Two of those prophets' offices remain today, and two of them appear to have passed away with time.
其中有两个到今天还有，另外有两个已经没有了的现在。
The four offices are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastor teachers.
这四个职位就是使徒，有先知，有教师，还有一个是牧师。
Those who are apostles,
那些是使徒的,
the requirements are listed in Acts chapter 1.
在使徒行传的第一章有他们对他们的职位的要求。
They must have been following Christ since the days of John the Baptist.
他们应该是从施洗约翰那一天开始已经跟随耶稣基督的。
And usually there's thought that there's 12 of these men and only 12, and they're never replaced after they die.
传统会知道是只有12个使徒，然后从来没有再被替代过。当他们死了之后，
The prophets of this era were much like the prophets of the Old Testament times.
先知这里是有很像旧约时候的那些先知。
Before the people in the church had copies to a written New Testament, how did they know what the Word of God was?
当人们有一个实实在在写下来的旧约这本圣经的时候，那个时候他们怎么知道什么是神的话？
And the answer to that question was that God sent men to speak words of new revelation from God that they had never heard before.
那个时候的方式就是神使用那些先知们，然后用他们的嘴讲出了神向他们所启示的新的话语。
Some of these things were recorded as scripture.
有些被记载在经文里面。
For instance, the books of Mark and Luke.
比如说马可和路加福音里面。
Mark and Luke were not apostles.
他们不是使徒。
Yet what they wrote was the inspired word of God.
但是他们所写的是神默示给他们的。
And so the words that they wrote were prophetic.
所以说他们所写的是从先知来的预言的。
The man Jude, who wrote the epistle of Jude, the brother of Christ.
耶稣的兄弟犹大，他写了犹大书。
He himself was not one of the apostles.
他自己并不是使徒之一。
And therefore he would have been a prophet within the early church.
所以说在早期的教会他是一个先知。
There are mentions in the book of Acts of a prophet named Agabus.
在使徒行传有一个叫Agabus的一个先知。
Of the three daughters of Philip who are also prophetesses.
然后菲利普的他的三个女儿也是女先知。
And so this woman Jezebel is claiming to hold this office of prophet.
这个耶洗别她声称她有这个先知的这样职分。
That is to say, she is claiming to be one who when she speaks and teaches is speaking the direct words of God.
也就是说她声称当她说话的时候她实际上是说出神的话。
The church should have known better, though.
但是教会，那个教会应该知道的更好，更清楚。
Turn over briefly to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
翻到申命记18章。
When the book of Deuteronomy was written around the year 1400.
在1400年。
There were specific commands given to Israel of how you know that someone is to be recognized as a legitimate prophet. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18,
在18章这里讲,
beginning in verse 9,
第9节,
let me read for you verses 9 through 12. When you are come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found any one of you that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, that uses divination, an observer of times, an enchanter, a witch, a charmer, consulter with familiar spirits, a wizard, a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before you. Now look down at verse 20.
然后接下来看第二十节。
Verse 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die.
他说，若有先知擅敢托我的名，说我未曾吩咐他说的话，或是奉别神的名说话， 那先知就必致死。
And so the specific law of the prophet that God gives to his people Israel is twofold.
所以说神给以色列人关于先知的这样的律法，它是有两方面。
First of all, there's a test that what they says actually comes true.
也就是首先是检验他们，他们所说的是不是实现了。
And second of all, if they are a true prophet, they will not lead you into idolatry.
如果他们是真正的先知的话，他们一定不会把你们带到去拜那些偶像。
But this woman Jezebel, who claims to be a prophetess, was leading the people into idolatrous worship.
但是这个自称为先知的妇人耶洗别却把这些人带到了拜偶像里面去。
It says in verse 20 that she was teaching and seducing my servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed unto idols.
他说他引诱他的仆人们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
And in the ancient world, these were activities that were done in the worship of the Greek gods.
这些行为实际上是在古代的时候是那些敬拜希腊的那些假神所有的行为。
You would go to these temple ceremonies, and often these temple ceremonies would include feasts to the gods.
你去到那些假神的庙里面，这些庙里面经常会就是宴席给这些假神。
If you are one who is worshipping one of the gods of fertility and love,
如果你是信的那个假神是一个关于爱的这种假神的话,
the actions of worship was fornication, was sexual immorality.
那个敬拜的行为就是行奸淫。
And so this woman, who's a leader in the church, is leading the people of the church into idol worship.
所以说这个在教会里作为领导的这个妇人，她带领这个教会去拜这些偶像。
And in verse 21, Christ himself says, I gave her space and time to repent of her fornication, but she did not repent.
21节基督说，我曾给她悔改的机会，她却不肯悔改她的淫行。
He gave her a chance and an opportunity.
她给了她机会。
And perhaps this is reference to someone coming up to her in a church and saying, this is wrong, you should not be doing this.
可能就是教会里有人走到她面前跟她说，你这样做是错的，你不应该这样做。
But the problem with the church, it says in verse 20, that you allow this woman to teach.
但是这个教会他们的问题是，他们仍然容让这个她来继续的教导。
This is something that the leadership of the church should have stopped and should have stopped quickly.
这是那个教会他们的领导实际上应该早一点把他停制止他，然后早一点让他不要再讲这样。But
they did not.
但是那个教会的领导们没有这么做。There
was a failure to separate.
他们没有分别自己出来。And
so in verse 22 and 23, there's the condemnation of this woman.
所以说在第22节和23节有对这个妇人的责备。
It says in verse 22 that he's casting her into a bed. This is figurative for judgment and death and for tribulation.
他说我要叫他卧病在床，这个是一个比喻，就是在讲他的对他的审判、患难，甚至是死亡。
And this is something that's not just for her, but for all of those within the church who are following her.
不仅仅是对他的，也是对那个教会里所有跟随他的人。
This woman who claims to be a prophetess was leading people straight to hell.
这个自称为先知的妇人把有些人带偏了，直接去到地狱里面。
In all reality,
事实现实是这样的。
She was leading people away from the one and true living God.
她把人带离开那真正的神。
And there's an exhortation to the church. In verse 24,
在24节对这个教会有一个警告劝勉。
Says unto you, I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden.
所至于你们推拉其余的人, 就是一切不从那教训, 不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人, 我告诉你们, 我不将别的担子放在你们身上。
And so here the burden of the church
所以说, 这个对这个教会的负担,
is that they are to drive Jezebel out.
是要把这个耶洗别赶出去,
and drive those who follow her out of the church.
然后把那些跟随他的人赶出去。
You cannot tolerate sin and a church and be a church that is pleasing to God.
你不可能在教会里面容让罪，同时让神喜悦这个教会。
And then he gives an exhortation to the overcomer and a promise.
然后他也给那些得胜的人有他们的警告劝勉，还有对他们的应许。
This is found in verses 26 through 29.
是从26节到29节。
And he says, He that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter, they shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my father, and I will give to him the morning star.
他说那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样，我又要把诚心赐给他。
The first part of this description is taken directly from the second psalm.
这里的前面一部分是直接的从诗篇第二篇来的,
which vividly describes the rule and the reign of God directly over the human nations.
诗篇第二篇生动地描述了神直接地来掌管控制人的国。
It describes a rule and a reign that to this day has not yet happened.
他在描述的那个到今天还没有实现的那一天的，就是神直接掌管人的国。
But it describes it specifically of the Son.
但是他这里是在直接的描述那神子。
And here Christ uses this language to describe the reign of the overcomer.
耶稣基督他在这里也描述那些得胜的人跟他一同的掌权。
That is to say that when Christ rules and reigns from his throne one day in the future, if you're an overcomer, you too shall rule and reign with Jesus Christ.
也就是当基督他有一天他从来在地上执掌王权的时候，你作为一个得胜的人，你和他一同掌权。
As Christ rules, you will rule.
基督掌权，你和他一同掌权。
And thus you derive the authority that you have within that kingdom from Christ himself.
这样你从基督里面得到了在这个国王国里掌权的权利。
And there's a second reward here for the overcomer in verse 28.
在第28节对那些得胜的人有第二个赏赐。
It says, I will give him the morning star.
他说我要把晨星赐给他。
And there are really only two times that we see this concept of star in the Bible.
在圣经里面我们只有两处看到关于这个星。
First one is found in the book of Numbers.
一个第一处是在民数记。
Interestingly enough, in the prophecies that Balaam was making for Israel.
很有趣的是那个巴勒他在关于以色列人他讲到的。
Numbers chapter 24 verses 15 through 17.
24章15节16节。
It says, and he took up this parable, this is Numbers 24, 15 through 17. And said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which has heard the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheph.
他说比尔的儿子巴兰说眼目闭住的人说得听神的言语明白至高者的意志看见全能者的意象眼目睁开而扑倒的人说我看他却不在现实我望他却不在近日有星要出于雅各有杖要兴于以色列必打破摩押的四角毁坏扰乱之子。
In other words, there is one who is coming who shall rule the nations.
换句话说, 就是有一个人会出来要执掌管列邦。
The second remembrance of the star, you remember when Christ himself was born.
另外一处星你记得是在耶稣基督他降生的时候。
And what guides the wise men?
是什么来引导了那些东方的博士?
They saw and they followed a star.
他们看见了并且跟随了那颗星。
And so the reward for overcoming.
所以说对那些得胜的, 他们的赏赐是,
is the relationship with Jesus himself.
是跟耶稣他自己的关系。
This morning star here is, I believe, a reference to Christ.
这个晨星, 我认为就是在指耶稣基督。
I believe that this passage has several ramifications both for our theology and for our life.
我想这段经文我们刚刚看到的对我们的神学观点还有对我们的生活都有几方面的意义。
First of all, in the area of sanctification.
首先是在关于成圣这方面。
Your Christian growth and your relationship with God.
你作为基督徒的生命的成长，你跟神的关系。
All over the Bible, salvation is promised to those who believe.
整本圣经里我们知道救恩是应许了给那些所有相信的人。
In other words, if you believe, you are presently at this point in time saved.
也就是说,如果你相信的话,你现在此时此刻就已经得救了。However,
salvation is demonstrated in many places to be conditional on future works in belief.
但是在很多地方圣经里面也讲到了,一个人的得救看起来也像是有条件的,就是你将来所行的,你的做的。
And thus, if you persevere in faith and good works, you will be saved.
如果你,换句话说,如果你在你所信仰的,所信心里面持守坚持的话,你会被救。And
thus, for those who claim the name of Christ and yet practice idolatry, who do not live the Christian life, they are not persevering in their faith.
也就是说,如果那些他们声称他们信耶稣基督,但是他们仍然他们在坚持那些拜偶像这些方面的话,他们没有这样的信心。They
are wrongly claiming something that they do not have.
他们声称他们有这样信心,实际上他们并没有。And
thus, it is likely that they are not believers.
所以说,非常可能的,他们并不是真正的信徒。And
the remedy for their sin is repentance, is belief itself.
对他们的能够医治的是他们真正的信耶稣基督。There's
a theological ramification for the church.
对于教会的神学方面,
the church discipline is absolutely essential for the maintenance of the healthy church.
在教会里面的纪律管教是绝对需要的保护这个教会。
And so if there are any in the church who are living in blatant and open sin,
如果谁在教会里面有公开的那样公开的罪的话,
and who are even drawing others away to sin,
甚至也带离其他人在那些罪里面,
they bring the judgment of God upon themselves and upon those that follow them.
他把神的审判引到他自己身上，也引到那些跟随他的人身上。
And the remedy for the church is to remove the cancer.
对教会来说是要把这个肿瘤给除掉。
You cut out the cancer so that the rest of the organism might live.
你切掉这个肿瘤, 然后其他的机体能够正常。
This passage gives us an understanding of what we know about Jesus Christ.
这段经文告诉我们关于我们对基督的认识。
And so Christ is the divine judge who examines man's hearts and their actions.
基督是 神圣的审判官,他鉴察人心肺腑。
And we know that man demonstrates his heart through his actions.
我们知道人是借着他的行为来显明他的心肠,他的内心。
If someone claims to be a believer, but in fact is not, and falls into idolatry,
如果一个人声称他是信徒,但是他并不是真正的信,而是在那些偶像里面,
then judgment is sure, however, Christ can give a time to repent.
所以说审判是一定的,但是基督可能会给他悔改的时间。
Aren't you glad that when you sin, you don't get struck with lightning right away?
当你犯罪的时候，你没有立即被闪电给除掉，你是不是应该感觉很感激？
There is a long suffering to our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督有很受了很大的苦。
After a certain point, however,
但是过了一段时间，
it appears as if so much time has gone past and a person has continued living in their blatant sin, that there will be no more chance for repentance and judgment is thus certain.
耶稣一直的宽容忍耐我们的罪，但是如果一个时间他给的悔改的时间，一个人仍然不悔改他的那些大胆妄为、任意妄为、公开的罪的话。
If you're here this morning and you're sitting here living in blatant and open sin,
如果你今天在我们中间，你活在那些妄为的罪里面，
stop.
你要停下来。
Turn to Christ.
转向基督。
He paid the price for the sin.
他为罪付上了代价。
And if you do not accept him, he will also be the one who is standing over you as judge.
如果你不接受他，他也是那审判你的官。
And it is not a place that you want to be.
你不想到那个地方。
And finally, there's a ramification here for our belief concerning the end times.
同样，这里也关于我们对末世的我们的一些信仰。
And thus, when Christ returns and he brings his glorious kingdom with him,
当基督再来的时候，他把他荣耀的国也带来。
The believers who do persevere in faith and good works.
那些信徒真正的在他们信仰上面持守，然后做善行的，做善事的。
Those who did not fall into idolatry.
那些没有跌到拜偶像里面的。
Those who stood strong during persecution.
那些在患难逼迫当中能够持守站立的。
In other words, all who are true believers.
换句话说，这也是所有的真正的信徒们。
They shall rule and reign with Christ himself in his kingdom.
他们将和基督在他的王国里面一同掌权。
They are given the privilege to stand beside Jesus Christ.
他们有得到这样的特权，可以和耶稣基督站在一起。
The reward for them is Christ himself.
给他们的赏赐是基督他自己。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们一起结束祷告。
Father, you have given your opinion concerning this church.
天父，你给出了你对这个教会你的意见。
And I pray, Father, that you would show us where we in our own lives have fallen short of what you require of your church.
天父，我们祈求你让我们看到我们自己在我们的教会里面，我们在什么地方亏缺了你所要求的。
And that in those areas where we have fallen short, you would give us time and grace to repent of our sins.
在我们那些亏欠的地方，真的是求父你给我们时间，也给我们回恩典，让我们能够悔改。
And I pray, Father, that if there's anyone here who does not know you,
天父，我在这里也求，如果中间有不认识你的，
you would pour out your grace upon them.
你把你的恩典倾倒在他上面。
You would demonstrate to them their need for you.
你向他们显明他们需要你。
And the judgment that you have waiting for them should they refuse to repent.
还有你的，如果他们不悔改的话，你为他们所预备的审判。
Help us, Father, to be a church that's following after you with everything in our being.
天父，帮助我们成为一个教会，让我们在一切我们自己一切各方面都是来跟随你。
And to recognize that our rewards are not.Silver and gold and any sort of physical reward or honor for ourselves.
也知道我们所得的赏赐不是金，不是银，也不是任何那些物质上的我们会得到的，或者是让我们得到自己的骄傲的。
But that a reward is your son.
而是我们真正得到的赏赐是你的儿子。
We pray this in His precious name.
我们这样祷告是奉他宝贵的名。
Amen.